Assalamu alaikum, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the show, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad, and I'm really glad to be with you. Today, we will be talking about self-preservation in this world. Stay tuned. Salamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is The Teacher coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Self-preservation in this world is the topic of today's discussion. What exactly is self-preservation? Is it something physical or spiritual? What does it mean to preserve ourselves? Does it mean that we should just watch out that our lives are not endangered, and God forbid, we don't die? Well, that could be one of the meanings of self-preservation, because trying to survive and keeping oneself safe from dangers and saving our own lives and others' lives is something which Allah has emphasized in the Holy Quran. So that's one part of the equation. Islam is not purely a physical religion, nor is it purely a spiritual religion. In fact, Islam says that both are of great importance and one should not be sacrificed for the other. There is a saying that a healthy mind is in a healthy body, so going to extremes is not at all recommended in Islam. But in the end, when you think about it, you'll come to the conclusion that this world is transitory and the hereafter is everlasting. The truth is, we will all die one day and we will depart this world and enter the everlasting world where there is no death. So self-preservation has mostly to do with our spiritual lives, which is often more neglected than our physical lives in this world. One might ask, how can you practice self-preservation? The answer is to be God-wary, to have taqwa or piety. If you are aware of Allah and you know that He is always watching you and hearing you, will you then commit sins? Probably not, and probably yes. It all depends when you remember Allah. If you always remember Him and beware of Him all the time, then you won't commit sins, most likely. Why did I bring up the topic of committing sins? It's because that is the first and most important step of self-preservation. The first thing which the Satan wants to do is for us to commit sins, big or small. If he can't make you lose your faith, at least he will try to tempt you into committing sins. And in this way, you will not be able to preserve yourself spiritually or physically sometimes. Of course, it should be said that the Satan can't force you to do anything. He merely invites you to your carnal desires or the inciting self, which the Quran calls Nafsul Ammara. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the teacher you're listening to, and we're talking about self-preservation. Let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji, and we'll be right back.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته we turn our attention to a beautiful statement, a very thought-provoking
statement of the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gave some advice, some guidance to the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, and obviously as an extension to you and I today. Now, as a preamble, we see that in Islam that we have been requested, if not obligated, to do whatever it is to preserve our life. Not that we are trying to flee away from death or cheat death, so to speak, but rather that we try to use the life of this world to build a better society, a better world, in which we can implement the code of Islam, and also obviously to better our next life in the world to come. Now, there are many traditions that talk about the importance of self-preservation, but the following tradition is really interesting, and you'll see this when we review the actual text of the hadith, how the Prophet speaks to the commander of the faithful and the guidance that he gives them. And it shows us that to preserve the self is an obligation for each and every single believer. And sometimes that he shows us that this obligation is not only for a otherworld reward, but also for the reward or for the life of this temporal world. And in this tradition, the Prophet says the following to Imam Ali. O Ali, the one who refrains from drinking alcohol for other than God, he will find that God will quench his thirst with the sweet nectar of paradise. Ali replied, if he leaves it for other than God? The Prophet replied to him, yes, if he leaves it to safeguard his personal health, that God will be thankful for that. So we see that this interesting hadith, which comes to us from the Messenger of Allah in his conversation with his cousin and his brother and his successor, he tells the commander of the faithful that a person who were to leave alcohol for other than the sake of Allah. Now we know as Muslims that everything that we tend to do is for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, to earn his good pleasure. But here the Messenger of Allah says, no, that if you left alcohol, if a person, generally speaking, leaves alcohol for not the sake of Allah, but for the sake of his own health, to preserve himself, then this is where Allah will give him the grand reward. And from this, and from the commentary our scholars have offered on this particular tradition, they tell us of the importance that we have to take care of our health. And yes, we do things for the sake of Allah, but here the Messenger of Allah is showing us that even if one were to do something or keep away from something to preserve their own health in this world, that this actually is also one of the reasons, one of the things for which Allah will reward that individual. And so as believers, we obviously appreciate that alcohol and any form of intoxicant, whether it is injected or smoked or inhaled or whatever it is a prohibition within the religion of Islam. It is something which we need to keep away from. We're told that if we imbibe in alcohol, for example, that our prayers are not accepted. But we need to do so not only for the sake of Allah to keep to follow his commandments, but as the Messenger of Allah has told the commander of the faithful, that to also do so to protect one's health, because the health is what we use to build this world, and more importantly, to build our life in our next world. So we close and we ask Allah that we are all given the ability to keep away from what is prohibited, what will cause us harm, what will cause us damage, both in this world and also in the life to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي.
Welcome back, dear listeners of the show, The Teacher, on IRIB English Radio. The topic of our discussion today is self-preservation in this world. We have to preserve ourselves by not committing sins, by obeying Allah's commands, specifically performing the obligatory acts. So, you know, refraining from committing sins is not enough. Believing in Allah and the five roots of faith, that is, monotheism, prophethood, imamat, resurrection, and justice of Allah, is not enough. So having faith only in the roots of Islam is not enough. Of course, you must also perform all the obligatory acts and try to perform as many of the recommended acts as much as you can, and try to stay away from the makruhat, or the disliked acts, but not prohibited acts, as much as you can. This is what the basic concept of self-preservation in this world is. For example, you should not watch or listen to the things which Allah has prohibited if you want to preserve yourself, because it will taint your soul and cause you to do other unlawful acts. Another example of a sin which will reverse self-preservation is disgracing your brother or sister in Islam. In fact, this is one of the major sins, and it takes a great deal of effort to repent and be forgiven by Allah for committing this sin. So, in general, the more God-wary you are in refraining from sins and performing the obligatory acts, you achieve greater self-preservation in this world. Now, let's give a different example, which shows that even those who are God-wary can lose their self-preservation. Praying on time. Praying on time, that is, shortly after adhan and the time it takes to perform one prayer, is really important in preserving yourself spiritually, and of course, it will have certain material benefits as well in this world. If a God-wary Muslim overlooks this and prays, for example, 2 hours after the time of prayer, he is not preserving himself the way he should. To sum up, we must try to be God-wary as much as possible so that we can achieve self-preservation in this world. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. La ilaha illallah.